Blog Talk Radio.
Wrestling with your host, the most, Matt Boland, Matty B, and I am here at 646-668-8944 if anybody wants to call in and talk some wrestling. This is Totally Wrestling with Matt Boland, July 14th, 2016. The chat is also open on the page for the site for the show on Blog Talk Radio, and we've got a lot to get into this week on the show. This on a stormy Thursday afternoon in Connecticut. We've got a lot to get into, so let's do it. I can't hit my sound. My sounds aren't playing. Did it freeze? No, it froze. Maybe not. Let's try again. I guess
sit
I can't
down,
open.
Shut up and take notes. Sit down, shut up and take notes.
Let me talk to ya.
There we go. Hey, anyway, Totally Wrestling, the July 14th, 2016 edition is on the air. And I am your host for the most, Matt Boland. It's a little slow, my computer, right now, but we're here on a stormy Thursday afternoon in Connecticut. We've got a lot to talk about. Oh, apparently, something just did a scan or something. Anyway, so like I said, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's get right into it. JR, Jim Ross, published he has his little blog that he writes on at jrsbarbecue.com or something like that. Anyway, he was commenting on the on various things this week, including the Raw commissioners and GM, who might the general managers be for Raw and SmackDown. Don't know. But he says, it's good to see WWE tweaking the authority figure presentation on Raw and SmackDown, on Raw and SmackDown, starting with next week's WWE draft. That'll be big. The presentation is in need of a new coat of paint, and this is good timing, in my opinion. Curious to see who is cast as the new figureheads and how they interact with the talents and into the new storylines. On Brock Lesnar, he says, on WWE's handling of Brock Lesnar, and mentions on Raw after his UFC 200 win. Thought that WWE could have provided more content on Brock Lesnar and his victory at UFC 200, especially leading into Lesnar wrestling at SummerSlam. Feels like it might have been a missed opportunity not to exploit WWE's biggest star. And finally, good old JR remarks, he had some comments on the WWE draft, and drawing closer, everybody. Anyway, he says, the upcoming WWE draft and brand separation talent redistribution is drawing near. And as I have predicted, this exercise, of which I am optimistic about, will likely be heavily second-guessed by many hardcore pro wrestling fans, just because it is seemingly many fans' favorite pro wrestling experience these days. I jest somewhat, but you get the point. WWE will likely be damned if they do and damned if they don't regarding this major development that could potentially be one of the most dynamic developments in WWE in years. I think the brand separation jury will be out until Orlando in April, and I'm patient enough to give it that long before I pull my soapbox and judge it. Hopefully, the talents will realize how important an opportunity that this brand separation is, as it will provide many with new TV minutes that they can maximize and turn into cash if they're on their game. So that is the remarks from JR, good old JR, Jim Ross, on what's going on in WWE lately. And so you heard his remarks. If you have some, please do call in at 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Chat is down right now because my computer's acting a little slow, so I'm going to probably keep the chat off for this episode. I have all these problems with Adobe Flash, which slows down my computer considerably. So I'm going to keep it off for the time being. But you can also hit me up in chat on Facebook at Matt Boland. Matt Boland on Facebook. Definitely hit me up in chat or talk to me at 646-668-8944. Other things going on. Let's talk about some other headlines. So we heard from Jim Ross. Now, CMT, Country Music Television, is renewing the Broken Skull Challenge, Stone Cold Steve Austin show. Broken Skull Challenge will be renewed for a fourth season. I guess these up-and-coming wrestling kind of people or athletes or whatever, I haven't seen the show, but they train at his ranch and go through competitions at the Broken Skull Ranch in Texas. And so it will start a fourth season this year. Pretty big news. They're already starting to do some things for WrestleMania 33 in Orlando next April. And at the ESPYs a couple nights ago, the ESPN Big Awards show, the ESPYs, the Big Show was there. And he challenged Shaquille O'Neal to a match against him at WrestleMania 33. So we might see that. Maybe it's in the works. And let's see if I can bring up this webpage on the Cruiserweight Classic. That's the next little piece of news coming out of WWE. The Cruiserweight Classic, which I think is off to a good start. I don't have the WWE Network, so I can't really see it live. But it's something you might want to think about getting the WWE Network for. $9.99 a month. This month it's free on the WWE Network. There are talks about WWE bringing back the Cruiserweight Championship. I would enjoy that. I think that's a good move for them if they want to do that. And Daniel Bryan, former WWE superstar, Daniel Bryan weighed in on it. And here's his opinion. He says, if WWE should bring back the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, Cruiserweight title, he says, quote, you know, that's a fascinating question because so many of the top guys now would be considered cruiserweights back when WCW had the first cruiserweight matches those many years ago. The Cruiserweight Championship I remember was for 225 pounds and under, and the Cruiserweight Classic is 205 pounds and under. But if you look at the WWE roster today, everybody is a bit smaller because now fans want more action, which requires more mobility, which requires you to be a bit lighter. One of the things I think we will see is that some of these guys who are say, only 160 pounds, which might be 75 kilograms if you're European, anyway, they are amazing and people want to see them. So I wouldn't be surprised, especially with the brand extension set to come, that the WWE does restart the Cruiserweight Championship. And we want to know, I want to know here, what you think of that. Should WWE do it? I think they should. But I wonder what you think out there. 646-668-8944. Should they restart the? Should they get the? Bring back the Cruiserweight title? I know TNA has the X division, and the big thing about that is It's not about weight limits. It's about no limits is the phrase they use. But should they bring it back, or is it just a crazy idea?
Have you been eating loco weed?
Little trouble with my sounds right now.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
I am going to reconnect. A little trouble with audio right now. But I will be right back in probably less than 2 minutes. Be right back. Less than 2 minutes from now. Be right back. Bear with me, people.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Okay, I think that's better. We are back. And let's see if anybody's chatting on Facebook. A lot of people seem to be out right now, but I'll hit a couple of my friends up with the link. I don't multitask very well, people, so bear with me. Anyway, so that is done. Let's go with 33 minutes here. Daniel Bryan is saying, I was just talking about him, and he says maybe the WWE will bring back the Cruiserweight Championship. What do you think? 646-668-8944.
Have you been eating loco weed?
And the next story out of the WWE is Stephanie McMahon and Shane McMahon on Raw on Monday night were named commissioners of Raw and SmackDown. Stephanie of Raw and Shane McMahon of SmackDown. And each of them will name a GM, a general manager for their respective shows next week. So it'll be interesting to see who that is. I like Teddy Long myself for the GM job on SmackDown, but we'll have to see what happens with that. And, of course, he would say, time to make a tag team match, right? Let's go to the TNA corner. What's going on in the world of TNA Impact Wrestling, which is on Pop TV, channel 187 or something around here in Optimum Country, on Optimum. But I wouldn't know what the station is on other networks, on other cable networks, so check your local listings. Anyway, out of the TNA corner, former Ring of Honor talent, his name is Queen Ojinaka, goes by the name Moose. Moose, what a name. He debuted on Impact on Tuesday night, making himself look, he looks like he's going to be a heel. He aligned himself with the Miracle Mike Bennett, who is the big heel right now in TNA. Not much news coming out of TNA right now, but we do have a main event for next week on Impact. And looks like it's going to be pretty cool. It appears the rivalry between Lashley and Eddie Edwards is getting a little more intense. Because nothing was decided in the big match last week for the TNA title, Lashley against Eddie Edwards. Both titles were on the line. Lashley's TNA World Championship and Eddie Edwards, his X Division title. But nothing was decided, I guess. DQ or something like that. And anyway, so next week, next Tuesday on Impact, they're going to hook it up again, this time in a Six Sides of Steel match. One of those intense steel cages. Big-time steel cage match. I think it's kind of like Full Metal Mayhem, where they get to use the tables, ladders, and chairs kind of thing, but I'm not quite sure. But Six Sides of Steel, Lashley's TNA World Heavyweight Championship will be on the line, and so will Eddie Edwards' X Division Championship. And we have a new number one contender for the X Division Championship in TNA. It is DJ Z, otherwise known as Zema Ion. He won the number one contendership in a ladder match last week, last Tuesday on Impact. So he'll get the next shot at the X Division title. We're going pretty quickly here right now. There's about 29 minutes left in the show. Would like to maybe hear what you think about all these things going on. 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Like I say, the show is going pretty quickly today. Got a few more things to talk about, though, including the updated card for WWE Battleground, which will be on pay-per-view from Verizon Center, I think, in Washington, D.C. They call it the phone booth, the D.C. locals. That'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern on July 24th, Sunday, July 24th. Looks like a pretty good event shaping up. And here's your card for WWE Battleground at the moment. Sami Zayn will take on Kevin Owens. The two former friends and rivals will hook it up one more time. Sami Zayn says he wants to put an end to the rivalry. He wants to beat him. We'll see if he can beat the prize fighter from Canada, Kevin Owens. And there's going to be two women's matches on the card for Battleground. First of all, Becky Lynch will be in action against Natalya. I like Becky Lynch, the Irish woman. red-haired Irish woman. I think she's pretty cool. But then again, like I always say, I could be biased because I'm Irish. But whatever. She'll go against Natalya, Becky Lynch will. Natalya from the Hart family. And we have an interesting six-man tag team match coming up for Battleground on July 24th. It'll be John Cena and partners Enzo Amore and Big Cass, the two guys that say they're the realest guys in the room. And the other guys are S-A-W-F-T, salt. Let me spell it out for you, they say. We'll go against the club. I still call them the Bullet Club, but officially the club. It's AJ Styles, Carl Anderson, and Luke Gallows. And AJ Styles, it looks like recently he's been getting the best of John Cena. He's been kicking his butt lately. AJ Styles, pretty intense as a heel in WWE. But we'll see what happens when Cena, Enzo Amore, and Big Cass take on the club. AJ Styles, Carl Anderson, and Luke Gallows in a six-man tag team match. And next up, The Miz will have to fight off Darren Young if he wants to keep his Intercontinental Championship. Darren Young from the Primetime Players. And they split up, I guess. I haven't heard much about the two of them as a tag team. But it'll be The Miz versus Darren Young. And if you've been watching WWE lately, you know that Darren Young has as his, quote, life coach. It's Mr. Backlund, the great wrestler, the Hall of Famer, Bob Backlund, who once ran for president on an independent ticket.
Have you been eating loco weed?
No comment there. But Bob Backlund is supposed to be Darren Young's life coach. And The Miz, for his part, has his wife, Maryse, by his side. Wow. But I say, well, because Maurice is hot. But anyway, so it'll be The Miz versus Darren Young for the Intercontinental Championship held by The Miz. And in the second women's match of the night, it'll be Charlotte, the women's champion, and her partner Dana Brooke versus Sasha Banks. And right now it's saying to be announced for her opponent, for the partner with Sasha Banks. But Sasha Banks and looks like a mystery opponent will take on the team of Charlotte and Dana Brooke in a tag team match. And I am very interested to see who this mystery opponent is going to be. Well, the mystery partner for Sasha Banks. I think it could be Summer Rae, but I'm not sure. We will see what's up with that. Maybe Summer Rae, maybe Lana, maybe somebody from outside the company, WWE. And so we will have to see who the mystery partner will be. And you can find out on WWE Battleground on pay-per-view July 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern from D.C. Also, it'll be Rusev against Zack Ryder. The Bulgarian Rusev will take on Zack Ryder. Ryder going for Rusev's United States Championship. Let's see if he can get it back around the waist of somebody who's actually American. Rusev probably would say, Nain, or whatever they say, over in Russia. But we'll see about that. And also, The New Day, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods, who have had a little dissension lately, are going up against the Wyatt family. Bray Wyatt, Eric Rowan, and Braun Strowman. And in kind of a parody slash imitation of TNA's The Final Deletion, last week, The New Day actually showed up. They were invited to the Wyatt family house, and they showed up. And a brawl ensued, as usual. Anyway, that's a six-man tag match there. You have Randy Orton going to appear on a segment of Chris Jericho's The Highlight Reel. Should be interesting. I wonder if Jericho will get his butt kicked again, as he usually does on that show. Because he says and tries to say something smart, and he gets a foot put in his butt. A boot in his butt. But Randy Orton, the Viper, will appear on Chris Jericho's The Highlight Reel at Battleground. And your main event is Dean Ambrose, champion Dean Ambrose, versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. For the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, which is held by Dean Ambrose. It'll be his first title defense of that title in a triple threat match. Of course, triple threat rules, no disqualification. And the guy who gets the pinfall first, even if he doesn't pin the champ, he will win the match and be the champion. No disqualification there. So that's your main event. Dean Ambrose, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, against Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, his Shield stablemates at one time. And so that's the updated card for WWE Battleground. Once again, on pay-per-view, July 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern. We've got about 20 minutes to go. Would like to hear from you at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944 is the number to call. And so definitely call up if you've got any comments or thoughts on the pro wrestling action coming up and that's been going on recently.
Let me talk to you!
Okay, next up, we do have some more WWE headlines, but first of all, let's go into some results from the Cruiserweight Classic, which is currently airing every Wednesday night after NXT on the WWE Network, just $9.99 a month, and free for the month of July if you're a new subscriber, so definitely check that out. The first round matches from the Cruiserweight Classic. There were four of them on this last Wednesday night. And four guys advanced to the second round. It was Gran Metalik of Mexico defeating Alejandro Saez. Also, the guy from, I think, Japan or China, I'm not sure which. What a name, though. Ho-Ho Lun. I'm not sure about that one. I'm not sure about that name, but whatever. A little crazy, I think. But
have you been eating loco weed?
Anyway, Ho-Ho Lun sounds like one of my donuts. Anyway, he defeated I'm not even sure how to say this. Araya Davari from Iran. Brother of the Davari that used to compete in WWE. So he will advance. Cedric Alexander advanced to the second round by defeating Clement. And this is a French name that I cannot pronounce. Petio or something. P-E-T-I-O-T. That's a French name that I can't really pronounce. But anyway, moving on, in the final, a fourth match that night, Kota Ibushi defeated Sean Maluta. And so those four, Metalik, Ho-Ho Mon, I love saying that name, Cedric Alexander and Kota Ibushi, they will advance to the second round now. And we'll see who they match up with. Going into the next round of the Cruiserweight Classic. Already talked about the updated card for WWE Battleground. Before we do some more WWE headlines, let's talk about this day in pro wrestling history. And it was an interesting event. On July 14th, 1991, it was WCW's Great American Bash 91 from the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. And the attendance at the event, not too good for WCW. But again, this was before the Nitro days and the Monday Night Wars. But the attendance was 7,000 at the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore. And the main event at the 91 edition of the WCW Great American Bash was Lex Luger defeated. The main event was him defeating Barry Windham to win the WCW World Heavyweight Championship in a steel cage match. As the story goes, Ric Flair had the title at the time, but he said, I'm going to WWE, and I'm bringing the title with me. So, he said, this is my title, I'm not returning it. That was that kind of thing. So, WCW put the number one and number two contenders together in a match. Lex Luger and Barry Windham, respectively. Put them together in a steel cage. And in that match, like I said, Luger defeated Barry Windham, who I believe was the United States champion at the time, defeated him by pinfall in about 12 minutes or so. And in the process, turned heel. He turned into a bad guy. So that was July 14th, 1991, WCW's Great American Bash 91 from the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. More WWE headlines for you. And like I said, the show's going by pretty quickly. So if we don't get any calls at 646-668-8944, we'd like to hear from you. 646-668-8944. We'll probably end the show maybe about 5 minutes early. But before we do, let's talk about some more WWE headlines. And those headlines are, John Cena has apparently signed a deal to make some reality TV shows with a company called Left Field Entertainment. And several projects are reported to be in the timeline and in the works. How this is going to affect his wrestling appearances and what he does with WWE, I'm not quite sure, but stay tuned on that one. And Ryback has been doing some things on social media, making some news, some headlines. At the moment, Ryback is out of action in the WWE due to a contract dispute. He's having a little dispute with the old Vince about his contract, so he's not on WWE television right now. So I wonder what's going to happen with that, but I'll give you more news on that when I get it. Anyway, he designed a new logo for a t-shirt that he's going to market or whatever. The Buffet Club. With a big fork on it and everything. A fork and stool. Kind of a parody of the whole Bullet Club thing. The Bullet Club shirts for WWE. And he says, this is for everybody who likes to eat. Buffet Club. Pretty wacky.
Have you been eating loco weed?
But anyway. And The Rock appeared on Good Morning America. ABC's Good Morning America. I think, was it yesterday or the day before? I'm not quite sure. But he's promoting the second season of his show on HBO, his drama called Ballers. Ballers on HBO. I don't have a time for that, but check your local listings. Okay, with that said, he addressed some rumors, among them that he might someday run for president, that he has a political career, easy for me to say, in his future. And he didn't rule it out at all. He didn't totally rule it out. He says, well, that's a legit thing to some people, apparently. But he apparently says that he'd think about it, running for political office as senator or governor or maybe even president. Can't rule it out right now, he says, but there are some things he wants to get done first, wants to accomplish in the whole entertainment world. So it's President Dwayne Johnson. Might we see that in the future? Let's see. I don't know. But maybe he'll go lay the smack it down on ISIS or something.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Apparently I like that sound, but whatever. Moving on. WWE is promoting a special Draft Center second screen experience on WWE Network. The first live SmackDown on July 19th, Tuesday, July 19th, will be the WWE Draft. And they say on the WWE Network, there will be a special Draft Center second screen experience that you can follow along with. There will be a pre-show on the network at 7 p.m. Eastern that night on all digital platforms as well. So if you can get that going. And also a post-show for the SmackDown and the Draft. So that's going to be a big night for them, apparently. Post-show 10 p.m. Eastern, right after SmackDown. They will discuss everything that went on during SmackDown and the WWE Draft and who went where. So definitely, if you want, tune in to WWE Network 7 p.m. Eastern, starts the pre-show. During SmackDown, live at 8 o'clock, the Draft Center second screen experience, and afterwards, the post-show at 10 p.m. Eastern. With about 10 minutes to go, we have some news from the JBL. John Bradshaw Layfield, great wrestler, longest champion on SmackDown. And, of course, he's a good announcer, too. And a Fox News personality on apparently the Fox Business Network, if you want to check that out. But starting October 1st, and on October 1st, he's going to, well, this is the only one I've heard about so far, but he's going to call a college football game. I think it's a Division II game, though. He'll be announcing a game for his alma mater, Abilene Christian University in Texas. And I guess in that region you have a channel called Southland Sports. So he'll be on that network October 1st announcing the Abilene Christian University football game October 1st on Southland Sports. Don't ask me who they're playing, Division II. But that's his alma mater, so he wanted to do something for them. And WWE is hiring people. Need a job? Good luck getting hired by WWE, but a couple of job openings to announce. They're looking for a director of acquisition marketing for the WWE Network, and also a director of retention marketing. So if you need a job and you know a lot about wrestling and you're into that kind of thing, the entertainment aspect, definitely, you can check out the corporate WWE site. Maybe apply if you're interested. And so we were talking about Battleground, WWE Battleground. Don't have a prediction for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match yet, but that would be a triple threat match between champion Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. Can Ambrose hold on to the title in his first title defense? We will see. And now it's time for probably what I'm going to make a episodic, a weekly feature here on the show. It is the WWE Top 10 List. Thank you, Paul Schieffer and the CBS Orchestra. Anyway, here's the Top 10 Most Shocking Returns, as rated by WWE. Number 10, AJ Lee returns to Raw, confronts Paige, and beats her for the Divas Championship. Paige went down just a couple days after, I think, winning the title. AJ Lee got the Divas Championship. She won it, and she's been a multi-time Divas Champion in her career. And then we go back to, I think, 2002. Hulk Hogan returned to Raw in the red and yellow after his stint with the New World Order. NWO, which made their WWE debut at No Way Out 2001. And after his run there, after that was all said and done, he came back in the red and yellow in 2002 on Raw. And this is one of my favorite returns. Diesel, Kevin Nash, coming back at the Royal Rumble. And, of course, Matt Stryker was with the great announcing comments. I really wish he was still with WWE, but I didn't really like what he was doing, so they let him go. But he returned at the Royal Rumble, and I think that was a couple years ago. But he came back, and Matt Stryker's like, this is what it's all about, because you never know who's going to show up. And you do never know. Could be Diesel, Kevin Nash, could be Sting, could be somebody else like AJ Styles. But anyway, another Royal Rumble return is number 7, Chris Jericho returning in the light gray jacket to compete in the Royal Rumble. And if you remember this one back in 2001, after the Invasion. It was after the WCW, ECW invasion of WWE. And after Survivor Series, where WWE won the feud and survived. But on the next night, Monday Night Raw, Vince McMahon was getting all set to strip Stone Cold Steve Austin of the WWE Championship and award it to Kurt Angle. But wait a minute. Here comes Ric Flair making his return, and that was 2001. Made a return to Raw in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he said to, and pretty much dropped the bombshell on Vince McMahon, hey, guess who's the co-owner of WWE? The consortium was me! And now you and I are partners. To Vince's chagrin and disbelief. Anyway, that was 2001. Let's get the last couple ones going here because we have 3 minutes already. Show is going to end in about 3.5 minutes. So, number five, Shawn Michaels returns to Raw in 2001 or two and joined the New World Order, which was still active at the time. Far in the future was it active, though, because Kevin Nash tore his quad. The Ultimate Warrior returning at WrestleMania to help Hulk Hogan is number four. Number three, John Cena returned from a pretty bad injury, in fact, and earlier than he was supposed to at the Royal Rumble. That was a shock at the time. Number two, Brock Lesnar returned to Raw and F5 John Cena in the process. And the number one most shocking return, according to WWE, in WWE history. I kind of disagree with this one, but I don't have a drum roll, so I'll play that. The Rock returning to Raw and being announced in the process as the host of WrestleMania 27. Finally, The Rock has come back home, he says. And we're about 2 minutes before we have to take it home. So, last home for your comments, 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. So, we did talk about a little bit about pro wrestling history, the WCW Great American Bash, 1991 in Baltimore. We talked to WWE headlines. They might bring back the Cruiserweight Championship. Match between the Big Show and Shaquille O'Neal is possibly in the works at WrestleMania 33. And WWE is going to have a big draft night special on the WWE Network and pre-show and post-show on all digital platforms. So tune into that. Also, we said WWE is hiring, if you want to check that out. Gave you the results of Wednesday's early first-round matchups in the Cruiserweight Classic and ran down the card for WWE Battleground. Looks like there's going to be a mystery opponent in that big second women's match that I talked about. Charlotte and Dana Brooke versus Sasha Banks and a mystery opponent in the women's tag team match. Oh, and I also forgot to mention, looks like Wade Bad News Barrett has landed a movie role. His real name is Stu Bennett, and he is set to play the lead in Vengeance, an upcoming action movie that's going to be filming soon. And, of course, we talked most shocking returns to top 10 as ranked by WWE. And we will be back sometime in the next week to my outro music. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. We'll be back again next week. Now we will get the archived episode. So, like to do that. We'll be back.